how's it going?
Alright. We're going to Mount Baldy, apparently.
Yeah, apparently we are going to Mount Baldy. For some reason.
On a half a tank of gas. I should have got gas.
There's a gas station up here.
Is there? For sure.
I don't know.
I hope so.
They're nice people. They're like Eskimos.
And then you like one wrong move,
you'll literally die.
Yeah. That's not that easy though.
Like if you just get tired and you just and then we just die. Like that's like but that's not like oh Mike, you know, get into a car accident, you still survive. That's literally just death. You're not surviving.
That person died.
You go off the cliff, you're dead. You're not. There's no shot.
What do all these people do?
They're on the mountains. It's some okay, people bro. Live up here. Crossing you?
Fucking retard.
I'd live in the mountains.
Nah, man, I think it's too far for me.
Nah, bro. Once I retire, I still got my honey. She's not dead. I'll live in the mountains. Live in the mountains.
Didn't die one hit.
Because then I can have, like, a cabin. Have a nice fire in my cabin. I got a bunch of money. I just do whatever I want. Live in a nice, like, small community in the mountains.
That's fair.
I would love it, dude. And the, like, the smell of the mountains. Oh, it's so nice.
I love the smell of the beach. I love the beach air. It's so nice.
You have a beach house.
That's where I would retire.
I got a locker cabin.
I guess the goal would be to have enough money where you could do either.
Like nah, but I'm picking more both. If I could do both, that'd be great, but I hate the beach. It scares me.
What?
I'm afraid of the ocean.
I like this tunnel. This is cool.
This is cool.
Currently driving through a tunnel.
Yeah, actually driving through a tunnel.
I'm currently going to drive through another tunnel, actually.
Yeah, driving through another tunnel now. Oh, there we go. It's not good. We'll put it right here.
Not as cool of a tunnel. That guy's going to die.
Wouldn't get a motorcycle.
No?
Dream car, what is it, 1977 Chevy Impala?
Ooh, nice.
Fuck, dude, that's a nice car.
My dad's dream is, I think, a 64. It's not a 64,
64?
68. I think it's a 68. 68 Chevy Impala hardtop.
That's my dream car. I want that car, and I want to live in the mountains with my honey.
Just cruise down the mountain every once in a while? With
fuck
honey.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. You're in the mountains, and you got the mountain smell, it snows. You're in this small mountain community. You got these, you know, off-brand stores that everybody goes to.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
restaurants, the you know, usuals. You know everybody in the community.
Yeah.
You know, and then you just don't care, dude. Like, you're at that point in your life where you just don't give a fuck.
I want to get to that point.
You don't got to work, you got your honey. You got your kids, but they're down the road, you know what I'm saying? They're down the road. They live in their best life. I'm living my best life.
This fucker's passing me out. Stock tailgate. I love having a truck.
It's damn nice. Oh, there we go. We saved it. We saved it. There we go.
Oh, cool.
We're all back. Right, okay. Hey, how's it going? Where'd that come from?
What?
Oh, hey, how's it going? My name's PewDiePie. That's where I got it from.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I got it from. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? My name's PewDiePie. But then I morphed into something stupid. Because it wasn't, it sounded different. Fuck, dude, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'll look at it now. I get a pool, too. It'd be damn cold, but I get
a pool. Yeah, I get a pool on the fucking mountains. It'd be crazy.
In the summer, though.
Sure.
Good to swim.
Not, but in the summer, it's not going to be that cold or that hot either way.
Exactly. Perfect time to swim, dude. That's cold as fuck up here, and I love the cold. I can't handle the heat. I can't handle the heat.
I just hate layering. That's the one thing that I don't like about the cold. I hate layering.
That's fair.
I'd rather just wear a t-shirt and be comfortable. That's it. wear a sweater every once in a while, but just like hoodie. Not fucking buckling up. You got these fucking pads and shit. No.
But then I get to stay inside with my heater, my honey, and my hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
And my sweatpants. It's snowing outside. It's Christmas.
Oh, that sounds nice, dude. I'll come visit you for Christmas. Hell yeah. Hey, stupid ass. I don't have a wife. She's dead. She got cancer. I'm like, can't take me. I'm on the verge of killing myself. Can I come over for Christmas? Bring you some beer?
Hell yeah. Oh, dude, some beers in the mountains? Fuck, dude, I'd have a bunch of land as well. I have a big property.
Shoot guns? We can't do that.
Fuck yeah, it's my property. We can shoot guns. I'll get a gun license. I'm 65. I'm gonna get some big ass property. I'm gonna have some money. I'm 65. I got the best gun license. Cause I plan on getting a gun license as soon as I can.
21.
Yeah, 21. I'm gonna have the best one, but I'm 65, so I'm gonna have some guns, bro. See, dude, living here in a nice little community with the honey.
Oh, this is nice.
Fuck, bro. It's snowing. Christmas time. Kids are coming up the mountain, staying for like 2 weeks. Oh man, that's a life right there. Too bad it's about 50 years away and never gonna happen.
Yeah, that's like,
I'm gonna be 65.
Shit. Don't cross, y'all. Don't
be
cross.
Forever alone. Ooh, I don't wanna be with her.
Ooh.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't wanna live in here.
Oh no, this place, man. This place is kinda weird.
Okay, maybe not up here, but in a different mountain.
Yeah, a different mountain would be nice.
See, dude, like this.
Arrowhead.
Mount Baldy. Yeah, Arrowhead. Mount Baldy restaurant. Just a little restaurant. A
little mom and pop.
Yeah.
That's a good place to get in an accident. Fuck, dude. Man, that sucks. Getting a car accident right here, this whole road is done. Go find another road. Literally can't go.
People don't go down the mountain. No. Huh? They live up here. They got everything they need. You know what I'm saying? These are all retired faggots. I'll be one of those retired faggots.
That's pretty. I like that. See that? That's pretty.
That is nice. Oh, I think it's a little park over here. Yeah, nice little park. Oh, they're having a wedding.
Oh, cool. These two people are going to get hitched. We're going to get divorced soon.
Yeah, probably. I think, what is it, like 80% of marriages get divorced? Oh, it's 50?
I thought it's 50.
Okay, it's 50%? I thought it was more than 50%.
Could be now.
I think it was like 80% of marriages, like 19 or younger, ended divorced. 20
or something. You should. I would get married at like 25.
Yeah, 25. 25, then you got, you know, 40 years, 50 years, then you retire, then you live with your honey. Actually, she's not dead. She dies before you, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because then it's like, then I'm not going to live in the mountains. Because then I live in the mountains all by myself.
Well, let's see, if she dies, my wife dies, live together.
Where do we live? We got to go somewhere in between.
Well, retired faggots. We'll live in the mountains. I don't mind.
Well, we could live in like Upland. It's like towards the mountain.
We can't shoot guns in Upland.
Fuck, that's true.
I'd honestly rather live at 65. I'd rather live up here. I'll visit the beach. Okay.
There you go.
I'll visit.
Dude, we buy some big ass property.
Maybe what we could do: a year up in the mountain, a year up in the beach, a year up in the mountain. If we're gonna be rich, own two houses.
We're gonna be old men.
Yeah, drugs.
Shooting guns.
Shooting guns.
And my whole family's dead? I'm shooting all the guns. Nah, I still got your kids, bro.
But they fucking hate us.
Yeah, they hate us.
We raised them terrible. We beat them. We beat their mom too. I'm just kidding. That's
funny. Man, that's funny. That's why she died. We killed her. Oh, nope. God.
Ooh. Hey, was that string just hanging out by itself? Just, yeah. Like, just kind of sticking out there?
Yeah. By itself? Damn, bro. I could have some balcony action with some hot cocoa action with the honey. Fuck, dude. That's awesome.
We is high now.
Damn, bro. Oh, I'd get a, like, I get some animals too. I get a dog for sure. I get a cat too. That's both. That's both of them.
I just forgot. Oh, wait. What?
See, this is nice. Oh, dude, we don't need no air action. Let me turn it. It's probably nice up here.
Yeah, actually, I think if we have the air on, there's like a chance that your car could die. I have to stop and give my car a rest a little bit. Oh, okay, so we need to not end up here, that's for sure. Yeah, we went the wrong
way. You wanna go for a hike?
Do you want
to? Yeah. You wanna go for a hike?
Let's go.
Fuck it, you have to pay? of her eyes. That guy just threw up.
Did he really?
Yeah, he actually just threw up.
Oh, nice.
You didn't hear him?
No.
He did.
Okay, so are you going for the hike or not?
You want to?
It's up to you, because I don't know if we're supposed to be up here for free.
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
If you want to park, you can park. If you don't want to park, we can get the fuck out of here. Alright, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, there's parking spots right here.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, it's pretty sure.
Are you sure? It's red.
Huh?
It's red.
Well, I don't know where to go. It's up to you. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, we got... It's going to be dark soon.
Yeah.
Dark in the mountains? No, that's scary.
I don't think we should do that.
Okay, let's go. It's a good thought. And you got these fuckers up here, too. See, dude, well, no, I don't want that. I don't want that type of, I don't want a modern house in the mountains. I want a log cabin. I want a log house. But I don't want a log house that I gotta, like, go through the heater and all that shit. Which I don't have any electricity.
Oh, you want, like, a modern
I want a modern house. Log house. I want it, you know, I want it to look like a log house from the outside.
That's badass.
Feel like a log house from the inside. Or, like, something like that. Something okay. like that. Like a mountain house. I want this modern shit.
We used to go, I think I told you, back in the day, on our vacations, we'd go and go up to, what's it called? We had a, like, log cabin up in the mountains.
Oh, damn.
We didn't own it, but my dad's boss, he had it, and he would rent it out. But every time my dad would take a vacation, I think he'd rent it out for free. This is a problem with mountains. I don't know where the fuck everything is.
Yeah, it smells so good.
But he's like, yeah, so I'll go, we go rent it out, or we just go there and stay for free, and we go there, like, for, like, 2 weeks or something like that. And, but it was infested with brown recluse spiders, so we would only stay there. I think one time, we went there for, like, we literally got there, and then a brown recluse spider was crawling on my mom, and she's like, no, fuck this, we're going home. So I went home.
Damn.
It was kind of scary, actually, because we had unpacked everything, it was at night, and we had to unpack everything and leave at night, and it was, like, super dark, you know, I couldn't see shit, and I was, like, you know, I was young, so I was scared, I was like, oh my god, and then my dad, he was like, alright, everybody go in the car, he's like, I need to go lock everything up, make sure everything's, you know, safe.
Damn. Where the fuck are we going?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, not...
I didn't come this far.
Pop in your ears.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I got this view every day.
Fuck, dude.
If I lived up here, I'd get up, like, real early. I'm old, so I'd get up with the sun, watch the sunrise, and then go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed with the sun.
Yeah, go to bed with the sun. That's circadian rhythm. Your body rises with the sun and goes down with the sun. I do that right now, but, you know, I can do it in the mountains and watch the sunrise and sunset. With the honey.
With the honey. She's still alive.
She's still alive. Man, bro, yeah, we're gonna be fucking rich. When we're like 80, or like 65 when we retire, we're gonna be fucking rich. We're gonna have a huge-ass property, we're gonna shoot guns all day.
Oh yeah, 100%. Alright, these people are going up here too, so I'm assuming I'm going, like, some sort of way. Loose gravel. Ooh, shit. Gotta go nice and slow on smooth gravel, especially on a motorcycle.
So they're coming down. So where the fuck are they coming from?
Well, I'll fuck this road.
Big ass house too.
This would be like the worst place to spin out of. I'm going real fucking slow.
where are we going?
Yeah, we might have to turn back soon.
When you said drive and get lost, you actually meant it.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Fuck these roads, dude.
You know that? My tires had no traction. I wouldn't be like, it's just because it's gravel. If it was like regular pavement, I don't give a shit. It's fine. Because it's gravel, I've got like no traction here.
Dude, I have campfires too, but it's not twofold though. Oh, I'll cook some marshmallows, bro.
Right, what the fuck? That was weird.
Fuck.
My bad. My bad.
Have me some marshmallows over the campfire.
What, bro? Oh, thanks. Wow, this is weird.
Yeah, campground right here. What the fuck's going on right here?
What the fuck? This is so weird.
Further does this shit go?
Why? Oh, it's dead end. Okay, so that is that?
Oh, it's actually dead end. Terrible music, but that's the mountain life, you know?
Yeah.
And you know your whole community. It's a very small community. You know everybody in it.
Wow, all right. So that's that.
We drove all the way up to the top of fucking Mount Baldy. An actual band.
Oh shit!
Did you see them up there?
No.
Yeah, there's an actual band playing on like a huge pedestal.
Oh, that's dope.
That was actually dope as fuck. That's what I want, dude. I want the mountain life.
Careful there.
You got all these like indie bands.
Here, put some music on. You know my password?
S121.
Whatever you want.
Oh, dude, we can only... Have you downloaded any of this?
Oh, shit, no.
We can't play it. We got no service. Zero service.
Do you have any download music?
I mean, I got to do the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
My phone's going to die.
What the fuck,
yeah,
dude.
This is the mountain life.
I've been up in the mountains in forever.
I would, you know what I would do? Because I'd have a bunch of fucking money. I'd give it to Honey and I'd build a house. I wouldn't build it myself, but I'd have people build it. And we would build it exactly how we wanted it.
That would be nice.
We'd buy this huge ass piece of land and just build a house exactly how we wanted it. And have it look exactly how we wanted it to look.
That'd be expensive, but yeah, that'd be nice.
Fuck it, dude. If I do become a surgeon making like $600K a year,
you got the money for sure.
And then, you know, I get a 401k plan, and I retire with like, you know, some money. Got a log cabin.
Slide area, yeah, nice.
I would totally build it. Make it look nice, make it feel nice.
That's a nice ass view.
Look at that shit, bro.
Fucking Bob Ross paint.
Years away and never gonna fucking happen to. I'm gonna be forever alone. Probably have a Honey, she's gonna die when I'm like 30.
Imagine. That'd be fucked.
That'd be fucked. It could happen.
It could happen.
You get a Honey, you get married, you're having the best time of your life, you have a kid, and then your Honey dies.
Or you die.
And then you're dead.
Yeah. I'd definitely rather be dead.
I think I'd rather be, yeah, I'd rather be dead. Now all the living in the mountains with the Honey, out the fucking window.
Because they're dead.
But she's dead. Or I'm dead.
Yeah. But more than likely she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Lucky. Yeah. Fuck, dude, what if you got into a car accident and it was your fault because of your Honey, but you survived?
That would be literally the worst case scenario. I was going to say something like that. I was going to say, what if you go up to the mountains to show your Honey your new house and you get in a car accident? Oh, she dies. Drive off the cliff.
My Honey's dead.
I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
I'm gonna die. Damn, bro, that's literally the worst. You know what? Maybe this is what's happening. Super unlucky. Super unlucky. Our entire lives. It's all. But all that unluckiness is gonna turn into luck. It's just like constant unlucky, 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 unlucky.
Yeah.
And then one day, it's just gonna be like luck.
You're full of luck now.
Maybe. You get the Honey, you know, you get the family, you get the job you want, she doesn't die, you get to the mountains, it's like, you live, you know, a part of your life unlucky, just super unlucky, and then you're good after that. You just gotta get through this.
I wouldn't mind that.
Almost dying. Hey, can you, we're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
It's almost Christmas. It's 6 months to Christmas. What the fuck, dude?
This year went by like that. It was gone. This week went by like that.
Yeah. I think because we broke that mirror, we're gonna have birdman luck for a while.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We broke that mirror in the farm. Because it didn't start until we broke that mirror, I think.
At a farmhouse?
Yeah, at the farmhouse. I think it's 7 years of bad luck. Maybe after that.
That was a picture. Still count?
I thought we broke a mirror. Pretty sure it's a picture.
Oh shit.
I thought we broke a mirror somewhere else too. I don't know. I think we're gonna be unlucky for a little while though. A little while longer. And then something's gonna happen. You're gonna get lucky. Unlucky that you're still, you know, you're gonna get really lucky. Really lucky. And then you're gonna go back to normal.
Wow, this is great.
I have a grill, bro.
Yeah, dude, I have just an ounce of gas this entire time.
I have a campfire. Roast some marshmallows, you know?
Holy shit, wow. That is like really tight.
Always have like a hangout with the community, you know? Like, oh, we're, you know, making burgers. Everyone's invited, and everybody. everybody shows up. Because everybody knows everybody. How am I thinking about this? This is 50 years away.
I'm just gonna have a plan.
That's true. That's my, that's like end goal.
That's end goal. That's end best goal. Case scenario.
Best case scenario in life. Like, fuck the kids, dude. They're down the road. They're doing whatever they want to do. I'm living up here, dude.
What if you don't have any kids? What if your wife can't?
Nah, not my wife.
Well, she can't.
Nah, dude, she's not going to be my wife then.
Well, you don't know until she's married. Fuck that.
No, of course I'm going to know.
How are you going to know?
You're going to have the sex.
Well, so? That doesn't mean anything. People have sex all the time and they don't know that they
can. I'm not going to wait till marriage to have a kid.
Oh, really?
I mean, I might. But probably not.
That's fair.
I don't know. I might actually. I don't know. Because I don't know how long you want to be with the honey before you get married. Like 3 or 4 years, maybe?
Yeah.
5 years?
Probably. I saw this post and it was like, this lady got married to this guy and apparently, so they've been married for like 5 years and then one day he's like, I want a divorce. And she's like, fuck, why? And he's like, well, I've been cheating on you for this entire time. She's like, he said that on their honeymoon, he had already cheated on her once, on their honeymoon. And so, and he said, he's like, I only wanted to get married so I could have that adrenaline rush of cheating on somebody, of feeling like what that feels like. And he's like, but now it's gone, so now I want a divorce.
That's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. I hope he dies.
Yeah, me too. I'd kill that guy. Okay, bro, I'm literally not pressing the gas. I'm pressing the brake, actually. Slow the fuck down. This is nice. I love this. I thought driving on these roads, like, it was a little fucked up, but not too bad.
I would live in the mountain, but I wouldn't live in a mountain like Mount Baldy, because it's too popular. Really? You got all these fucking tourists coming up here, dude.
Yeah.
I want to live...
That guy's going to die.
See, there's a little wedding right there. But I want to live in a mountain where it's like, it's kind of, it's just community. It's not for fucking tourists to come in and be like, oh, look at me, oh, nice lodge right there, dude, nice motel.
You should stay in a motel one of these days, but like up here. I don't know why motels up here seem a lot nicer than the ones down there.
I don't know. Oh, nice little restaurant.
Nice, though.
Dude, it's such a nice community. This is best case scenario. 50 years from now. Nice little church right there.
I saw that. That's a nice church.
Get the occasional bear. Occasional deer.
Mountain lion.
But you know, you got your
skids. Death. Happens.
Yeah, well, when it's icy, I think what you do is you pull like a fucking black bear and you just hibernate. You just buy a bunch of food at the store before winter and you just stock up. So then you just don't leave your house and you just stay with the honey.
Get some chains for your tires.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you don't gotta worry, I gotta take my kids to school, I gotta do this. It's like, I can just stay home.
Yep.
I'm gonna go shoot my guns. Fuck it. Go for a nice swim. Play some basketball. Lay down in the grass.
Skate.
When I'm 65. Fall and literally die. Best case scenario. That won't happen.
Won't happen.
Literally won't happen. Not that lucky. Plus, I feel like once you retire, you just die. Because then you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you're just done.
Like, it's nice, but you're not doing anything.
A Scorpio, because like me, like somebody who's born in November, and somebody like you, I forget what's yours, Aries?
Capricorn.
I think they have like the most compatibility for like,
yeah,
like friendship and shit.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was wondering, I was like, all right, it's always been me and you. Like we've always just been us, you know, just yeah, like brothers basically. And I always wondered that, and I was like, oh,
Capricorn and Scorpio. Abraham's Capricorn too, so
yeah,
makes sense.
Does make sense.
Daniel's probably something fucking stupid that we don't get along with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is he, a Leo, I think?
May. Whatever's in May.
Yeah, I think it's a Leo.
Fucking loser.
Fucking Leozer.
Leozer?
Leozer.
We tried it. Driving a bus down here or up here.
Fuck that. Damn, bro, that's best case scenario right there.
That was nice. That's a car meet or something. Those people who are flying down the mountain, they're meeting right there. That's pretty badass, actually. They're doing sex.
Car sex. The mountain life. I'd do it.
Hell yeah, I'd do it too. I never realized how much I like the mountains.
I just like the small community.
Yeah.
Third party, like restaurants and shit. You ain't got no Denny's up here. It's just nice, homemade, family owned restaurants. Like Mini Mart. Everybody that goes to Mini Mart.
You know everybody.
Everybody. John, Mark, everybody, dude. Natalie, everybody. Doesn't matter who it is.
What the fuck is that guy doing? Rich?
Oh, I got some tunnel axe. Oh, this tunnel sucks. That reminds me of Disneyland.
Yeah.
You're going double the speed limit.
Didn't realize how fucking fast I was going.
You scared the shit out of me, dude. I thought you were going to go like 70 to that fucking tunnel. I'm like, we're literally going to go off the road. Die. Get 25 over here. Oh, 35.
Why do these cars have the tailgate? Like, what the fuck?
They've lived here for so long.
Yeah.
They just, you know, get the fuck out of my way, dude. Bro, when we all retire, you, me, Abraham retire, live in the mountains. Live in a nice community. With the honeys, all retired, bunch of fucking losers.
Shoot guns, drink beer,
campfires, drink beer, chill.
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice.
I would definitely drink beer, dude. I always have a six pack.
Oh, ready. Yeah, 100%. Beer, what? Jack Daniel's, something.
Once you're retired, bro, you get all the beer you want, bro. You go to the Mini Mart, talk to Mark, say, hey, man, you know what I want. I know exactly what you want. They put it on hold for you. You go at the same time every week. You get that six pack.
That's not real nice. It's real nice.
I definitely learn how to cook too. I plan on learning how to cook.
Yeah, soon.
Like soon. Yeah. And then so once I move up here, I can cook all my shit, dude. And then when you drive back down the road, it's like,
yeah,
where the fuck am I? This is crazy. What do you think the world's going to be like in 50 years? When we actually retire in 50 years, what do you think? What's going
to... I don't even know if we're going to be here that long, I can tell you that. Like, in the sense that, like, the world is not going to go to absolute shit.
50 years is a long-ass time.
It is, but it's not that long, you know, because it's like, I look at my grandparents, and it's like, dude, they grew up in the fucking 60s. Or not even the 60s, they're like the fucking 50s.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, wow.
We grew up in the 2000s. What the fuck, dude?
Our grandkids are going to be like, Grandpa, you grew up in the 2000s? What was that like? Shit.
Literal shit.
Real fucking shit. It hasn't gotten any better. In fact, it's got a lot worse. Well, I came from right there.
Keep going straight, bro. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's true. By the time you retire, you probably have grandkids.
100%.
If not great-grandkids.
100%.
And then they all come over for Christmas, dude.
I think my grandpa was like was already a great grandpa at that point. Once he retired, I fucking hate bikers. I'm sorry, but I hate them. Like, get the fuck out of my way, dude. What am I supposed to do here?
Just go around him.
Like, dude, seriously. Just take up the whole fucking road real quick. That's a nice smell. That almost smells like cologne. Natural cologne. Leaving Angel. What the hell? Angels National.
Best case scenario. Live up in the mountains. Small-ass community. Then you can literally open a cold one with the boys.
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice.
Because drinking beer now, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Once you're retired, though, it's like,
fuck it.
Bro, fuck it. Drink some beer.
Don't got anywhere to be?
Yeah, drink a six-pack with the boys. Play fucking, like, I don't know.
Poker.
Like, oh, dude, poker's so much fun.
I've never played it.
Have you played poker?
I've never played
it. It's so much fun. And we'd have money to bet.
Huh?
We'd have money to bet.
Yep.
Do you mean Abraham and then the honeys playing poker? Fuck, dude, that'd be awesome. Drinking beers? Up in the mountains?
Oh, well, we'd have to, if we were drinking beers, we'd have to stay the night, for sure. Oh, wait, we live there. Duh, I'm stupid.
Yeah. We get houses right next to each other.
Some people are a bunch of hype beasts.
Jeez. It's like, oh, dude, I need to go home. Okay. Well, goodbye. Just walk home.
Yeah.
We get houses right next to each other.
We'll build them.
We'll just build them right next to each other.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Wow. We got here down here a lot faster.
Yeah. See, I don't want none of this. This modern neighborhood type shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's good when you got the kids. And you got the kids, the white picket fence, the dogs, cats.
Yeah.
Honey. But yeah. Then once your kids grow up, you got the grandkids, and you got the great-grandkids. Get the fuck out of here. We got down here quick.
Really fucking quick. Padua? What the fuck is a Padua? Oh shit, I don't have any chapstick.
That's a life right there, dude. But dude, poker is so. There's a. What is it? Screw Your Neighbor? Love Screw Your Neighbor, dude.
I don't know what that's about.
And then we could just like bet like $100 bills. Because we're going to get drunk. We're going to get drunk and then we're going to start betting $100 bills. It'd be fucking stupid. Was she fine?
She's pretty cute.
Fuck, dude. We would totally do that.
Huh?
We'd start betting like fives, tens, and then we get drunk and it just go to like 50s and 100s.
$600.
Fuck you. I'm all in.
All of you.
Fuck, dude. You'd have so much money, you wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
I bet you Abraham would just win.
Huh?
Abraham would just take all our money.
Yeah. Probably.
Because he can't drink. He can't get drunk.
Yeah.
He can't open a cold with the boys.
We'd be drunk and fucking up all over the place, and he'd just be like...
He'd go home with like $5,000.
Yeah.
Every night. Every poker night. You'd have poker night.
Poker night with the
poker
boys.
Poker night with the boys. Get some cold
ones. And the honeys.
And the honeys.
Would the honeys be there? They'd be knitting or something. Would they play poker?
They'd be... it's poker night with the boys.
Where am I?
You gotta go left.
Left, yeah.
Would the honeys play poker? Would you want them to play poker? Or would they be doing their own shit?
If they want to play poker, I'll let them.
If they want to play poker, they can play poker.
If they don't want to play poker, they don't have to.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else they'd be doing. What do girls do? Gossip?
Well, what do girls do when they're like 65?
They cook.
Cook, go shopping? Not much to shop in the mountains.
No. That's another thing. What if your wife don't want to live in the mountains?
I shout my wife. Fuck out of here, dude.
Sure. That is true. Because I feel like that'd be like, hey, look, this first date, I want to retire in the mountains. Do you want to retire in the mountains? No, you don't? All right. This ain't going anywhere.
Hey, end goal, I'm going to live in the mountains with the boys.
All the cold ones with the boys. Poker nights every night.
Poker night every week. If you want to fucking live in the mountains, they're not dating you ever. But that's not until you retire, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but still, it's like, she's gonna be there.
Yeah. Or, you'd go to a community that has, like, a bunch of shit, too. Not like those small ones that don't have anything.
Well, then you have to live in Mount Baldy, then.
Well, we could find a different one.
Yeah.
One that's not popular, but it's got a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not popular, but populated.
There you go.
Fuck you. God, I need to drink some water. Can this stick in it's going way too fast.
Oh my fucking god. I didn't think I did. I held on for dear life.
No, I knew I wasn't going to hit the car. I didn't know there was a dip right there, though.
Slow down, man. Oh, I'd go for a joyride in my Impala, too.
Can't go very fast. It lets you, like, what is it, pimp it out?
Yeah.
God, I'd put a badass motor in there.
Fuck yeah, dude. And I listen to my classic rock, dude.
Get a nice exhaust. Just going down the street. And there goes old man Taylor.
There goes Taylor with the honey, dude, driving down the street. Nah, fuck him, let's go chase after him.
Would you be a grumpy ass old man, or you'd be like...
Nah, Brian be grumpy, dog.
See the young kids, like, hey, what's going on?
Everybody would know
don't be fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody would know us, we're like the elders.
Yeah.
Of the community. We'd have barbecues.
What the fuck is going on at that field? It had, like, one of those things at, like, a park, you know, you go through and you just, like... You push through it?
What the hell?
Okay. I think you can finally get some water in me.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense, right?
Green light. They can go?
Yeah. A lot of places.
Oh, Dude, you gotta wait for them, man. They're already over there, dude.
You gotta wait until... Well, they're past that, so that's fine. Yeah. You gotta wait until they pass this right here. This median. Yeah, at the beach, there's this place... Or there's... I think it's Huntington. The street Huntington.
Right.
It's like that, where it turns green, and they can walk every single time. But if you're making... So if you're making a left, you gotta wait in the green light. And so it's like the green light's going, but they're walking, so you have to wait until they leave. But there's like hundreds of people.
What the fuck?
So it's the worst. And you just wait there, and it's like... So I remember this one time, I waited there, and it turned yellow when I was in, like, just sitting there. And there's already people. I'm like, fuck it. So I just, like, because I had already stayed there for, like, 3 green lights. It's the worst.
God damn.
So end goal would be, or not even end goal, but life goal would be live in a nice neighborhood in Claremont, white picket fence and all that shit.
The dogs, the cats. Yeah,
dogs, cats, all that. Claremont, Upland.
Upland. I like Rancho.
Rancho. Nice neighborhood. Live in a nice house. Good schools. You live in the life. And then after that, it's like, all right, kids are gone. They hate us. Let's retire. We're going to the mountains. Open cold ones with the boys.
Barbecues.
Every night. Barbecues.
Community barbecues.
Yeah, we're all good.
And
honey,
then you just live off the rest of your days.
And you die.
That's you die happy. Or yeah. You die of cancer.
And a horrible, horrible death, yeah.
Or you just die of old age.
How do you even die of old age? You just die?
You just die in your sleep. You just don't wake up. You say, fuck, dude, I'm too old. You just die.
I want to say that's how my great-grandpa died. I think he just...
I think that's how it works.
He just woke up and he did.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm old, dude, I'm dead.
I mean, he was like 104, 105.
Yeah, you just die of old age.
He was a crazy motherfucker, though. He was like... He was just like... Like, he fell and broke his hip and, like... And all kinds of shit when he was, like, 100. And he still, like, kicked it. Even when, you know, for, like, at least another 4 or 5 years. Was it 4 or 5 or was it 9? Because I think we were, like... We wanted to get him to 110. I think we were rooting for that, but it was like, I think he still had like 3 or 4 more years, and we were like, yeah, it's not going to happen. Plus, like, his son, you know, my grandpa died already, so it was like...
I was thinking, you know, by the time, well, like 65, 70, grandparents ain't going to be here no more.
Parents aren't going to be there.
By the time we retire, uncles, aunts, I'll be dead. Then it's time to just move in the mountains, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fuck everything else.
Yeah, but then, you know, at the same time, you know, because what if your kids don't hate you?
You know, yeah, they won't. I don't plan on my kids hating me. I just want to live in the mountains. Fuck them, dude. They can stay down here. Yeah. I'm gonna come down the mountain.
They'll come up,
and
too,
and they'll come up, too, for Christmas.
Yeah. But just for Christmas. Just think about that. You are only going to see your kids, like, once a year. Twice a year.
Nah, bro. I'm coming down the mountain more than that.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I'm coming down the mountain like a couple times over. Like, oh, dude, I'm coming down the mountain a lot. Right. They're coming up the mountain, you fuckers.
That race will spend all my money on gas, fuckers. Hey, where are we? I think this is downtown Upland.
Then when we're 65, you, me, and Abraham, we gotta have like a night with the boys, and just go to all the places that like bring back the most nostalgia. Be like, hey, remember when this happened? Be like, ah, remember that
go
fucking
cemetery at 65.
Go cemetery at 65.
We should probably leave soon though.
Why?
We're in Pomona.
We're in Pomona. I hear this guy going, ah, fuck that, dude. Yeah, I'm putting the window up.
It started getting a little hard to hear, too.
Yeah, I can't hear. Oh, we need to get the fuck out of here, dude. There's homeless people everywhere.
Is there?
There's like 5 homeless people back there. There's
just chilling.
Oh, dude, we're in a bad spot.
Nah, this ain't too bad. This is actually nice. It's not nice, but it's not great. It's not nice, but it's not great. <It's> not... Fuck you.
Oh, dude, we're going to be doing that when we're 80.
Falcon Street. I've never heard of Falcon Street.
Never.
This is nice. Ooh,
wait, that's nice.
Oh, we're in Laverne.
Back there was
we're
fucking terrible.
We're in Laverne. All
right,
gotcha.
So, it was just that place right there. Right in that corner was just fucking horrible. My coworker just applied for Laverne PD. He got in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not as a police officer, though. It's like a...
Secretary?
Dispatcher?
Oh, so he answers phones.
No, not a dispatcher. So, something else. But not like an actual officer, because it's a terrible time to be an officer right now.
Yeah, it's not a good time. A prison guard?
No.
Because that's, like, basically the same thing. Well, that's, like, when you're training to be a cop.
Yeah. It's something else. It's something in the precinct. So, but not like a dispatcher, just answering phones all day. Fuck that, dude. I don't want to do that. Put an in and out over here. On D Street. You know what? I can truthfully say, never been over here in my life.
It's been a while, I think, for me.
I've never seen an In and Out.
I think I went to the In and Out, actually.
Ooh, Edwards. Oh my god, that's a nice fucking Edwards. That's one of the nicest Edwards I've ever seen. It looked like a damn White House. I wouldn't live in no condo, actually. You know what I would do, though? I'm gonna do what my coworker did. I'm gonna get me, like, a little condo, maybe, a little apartment. I'm gonna buy it. Buy that shit, right? With my honey, right? And then once you get the kids, you get the white picket fence, get all that shit. You don't sell it. You rent that shit. That apartment, that condo that you bought a long time ago, you rent it. Constant flow of income all the fucking time the rest of your life.
There you go.
That's what my coworker did. He bought a condo in Redlands and now he rents it.
Ugh, Redlands, fuck that.
Yeah, he lived in Redlands like a couple years, like 10 years ago, and then he moved out here, but he's renting that out, so he's getting a constant, like, I don't know, $2,000 bucks a month.
That's nice. That's real nice.
Yeah, because he bought it. So it's like, if I can do that with, like, a couple properties and own, like, two or three properties and just keep getting rent.
Six, like, that's, like, what? Well, by probably, like, 50 years, it'd be, like, or, you know, however long that is, 20 years, that's at least a good amount of inflation. So, I mean, probably, like, $3,000 a month.
Dude, more. Fuck, dude. And so then when you're retired and you're up there, you still got that money coming from the renters.
Yeah.
And then when you gotta go, you know, get new renters, you come down, you come fucking rolling down the street in an Impala with exhaust and this damn nice engine and classic music,
hey,
or classic rock playing.
We?
I don't know, where are we going?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm just talking on my ass now. I mean, I guess I have been for the past hour. Where the fuck are we, dude?
That's a good ass question.
Pasadena? No, Pasadena is that way. Stop honking.
Sorry.
They honking at you?
No, they're not. Oh, fuck. All right.
Fuck, dude.
That's from us. I know where we're at. Just kidding. I don't. I mean, I know Ramona, but I don't know what this place is.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent some shit out, dude. That's really smart.
That is a smart thing to do.
What did we do? We just drove up to a fucking mountain.
Quite literally nothing else to do, my friend. I do actually, now I want to build a Lego.
I'm not spending $130.
Alright, what do you want? Well, then what?
I don't know what to do. Where are we, first of all? We're in Laverne? What's after Laverne? Damn nice car. He's from Texas.
Damn, what are you doing over here, bro?
He's from down south. What are we doing over here?
Huh?
What are we doing over here?
We're in San Dimas.
San Dimas? What the fuck?
We just, like, drove through, like, three different cities. Starting in Upland. Well, we started in Valdi. I don't know if that's a city.
That is, yeah. Well, technically we started in Chino.
Okay, Chino. And then we drove through Upland.
Upland.
Ontario. Oh, Ontario, then Upland, I think.
Yeah.
Now we're over here.
What the fuck are we doing?
Where are we? I don't think I've ever been to San Dimas. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, I've been most, like, a lot of places in the IE, but not. No, I think I have been to San Dimas, but maybe not up here.
Yeah.
Well, I've definitely.
Maybe that's been a while.
Yeah.
Definitely never driven through it.
What's past San Dimas?
Now that is an excellent question. There's more mountains over there we can go to.
Oh, yeah, start talking again about fucking the end time. Taste in music is just gonna stay the same. I think I've reached my cap. Because I like most music. There's very few genres that I hate.
Yeah.
My genre, like my taste is just the same. It's not gonna work. Like, I'll be listening to this shit when I'm 65.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that reminds me of the cemetery. God damn. What street is this?
Millish?
Look at this guy. I hate how that guy walks. Look at this fucker. Look at him.
Fuck that guy. Fucking bitch.
He's still here.
Just ask him what he's doing over here.
Hey, if you see a target over here, they might have the money in pocket.
It's true.
What? No, are you really going to do that?
Yo! You from Texas? No? You not from Texas? Oh, my bad. That guy's like, you know, fight. Jesus, Jesus. You bitch. I thought his license plate was from Texas.
I said Texas.
Okay.
Watch. Texas.
That guy's driving a stolen car.
Oh, fuck.
Is that why that guy looks at me like that?
I didn't even look at him.
Huh?
I'm like, this is the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Why do you ask if it's from Texas?
Well, because I was going to say, like, oh, my family's from Texas. What part are you from? You know, just fuck around.
Nah.
The passenger's like. Hey, well, he looks so scared.
Hey, you from Texas? I mean, it's kind of scary, dude. Somebody starts yelling at you from another car. Fuck, dude, this is awkward. I didn't even look at him. I just looked at you the whole time. Hey, from Texas.
I didn't say it twice, did I?
I don't know what you said.
Oh, I could have sworn you said, hey,
okay. That was funny. Fuck that guy, though, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Why?
Nah.
See, that's why I'm like, are you driving a stolen car, bitch? Do you know where you're from? Okay, I actually don't know where I am, though.
Actually from Texas, though. The license plate is from Texas. Why does he park so far behind? Okay, good. He left. Oh, I've been over here.
Yeah, I know where we are.
Where are we at? There's some nice-ass houses up in here, dude.
This is Pomona, no?
It might be, but there's some nice houses like back that way. Some nice ass fucking houses. That reminds me of the GTA. That reminds me of my fucking Doomsday Heist place, dude.
What?
That road right there.
Somebody says we need to go on a road trip.
Where do you want to go? When we're 21, we gotta go to
Vegas.
You can meet Abraham. Go to the strip club. I'm gonna bring like I'm gonna bring some cash, bro. But I'm working at Home Depot for like 20 years. I'm staying there until like probably all the way through fucking school, dude. Fuck it.
That's not a bad idea.
I've made a foundation, you know?
Why leave?
Why leave? Still San Dimas?
I don't think so.
Elwood?
Right now, I'm not quite sure where we're headed. I can't tell if we're headed towards the beach or the,
I think we're headed towards LA.
Yeah, that's true. Glenwood.
Vinewood?
Vinewood, that's from GTA, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was Los Santos. Or is that just
well,
like...
Well, Vinewood's one of the streets.
It's
where Michael lives off of? Look, dude, I'm gonna have to set my alarm for tomorrow to wake me up so then I can call out.
I was gonna say call out now, but it's too late.
What do you mean?
I just call out because I count out command or respond.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
I thought so.
Does that look bad?
Just be like, I can't, I got something going on. Or I physically cannot.
It's actually impossible. No, I'll just call out like tomorrow. It looks better.
Alright. Hey, what on a Sunday?
What?
I don't know where I'm at.
That's all the fun, right?
It is all the fun. Angelo's Burger. That's cool.
What if... Oh, dude. What if we learn how to cook now? We learn how to cook now. You, me, and Abraham.
We open up a restaurant
in the mountains. Damn nice restaurant, too. What do we sell? What do we cook? I don't know.
I like burgers. Burgers is good.
We could all have, we could just all cook different shit.
Oh, but I'm Mexican, though, so I can make Mexican food.
Well, I mean, if you want to be racist towards yourself, you don't have to do that. You make burgers.
That's true.
Fuck it, dude. Or we could just cook everything.
We should get
damn good at cooking now.
Just cook everything.
Cook everything. We got breakfast, we got lunch, we got dinner.
Should we serve all of it at the same, like, all day? Like, breakfast all day, lunch all day, dinner all day? Or should we be like, nah, you get breakfast from, like, 5 a.m. to, like, 10.
We could do that.
Lunch is from like, you know, 12 to.
Because you come in for breakfast, you get some three. Get some eggs. You get some pancakes. You get some bacon. You get some coffee.
This is what I'm thinking. Breakfast should be, maybe this might be a little too long, but breakfast should be like six. What time do you want to open? 5 or 6?
Right, 6.
All right, six. Six. So then that seems a little bit better. 6 to 11.
6 to 11.
Because
yeah.
12 is lunch.
Yeah, 12. To 12.
So 12 to about what? 4, maybe 5.
4 to 5, because old people go to bed early.
Yeah.
So maybe 12 to 4.
12 to 4 is lunch,
and then
we start serving dinner. So then dinner is like from 5 to 10.
Yeah, depending. If it's all old people, then maybe like 5 to 8.
That's fair.
And then we're busy.
Yeah. There you go. Big brain. We win. That's win. We best case scenario.
Hey.
kind of getting into a little sketchier.
Huh?
I don't know, like, I just got a bad vibe from this place.
I don't even know where we are. Glendora?
We're in Glendora?
That was Glendora Car Clinic.
Where's that?
Glendora?
Yeah, I guess where we're at. What's in Glendora?
I have no idea.
That's best case scenario, though. Open up a little mom and pop. That way we could say we've been up here for, like, literally 50 years. We know the mountain. We know everything about this place.
This is our land.
This is our land. This is, we've owned this restaurant. And our kids can take over if they want to.
If they
want
to move up to the mountains.
Yeah.
They live with their honeys. And then they take our house, and then they live in the mountains and take over the business.
Yep. There you go. The problem is, but we can't be like the main cooks, though.
No, we'd get cooks, you know, we'd hire cooks.
Yeah, we'd get cooks, because we died, and literally, and we didn't, like, hire cooks. And
we
like,
would do, like, Home Depot. MODs, bro. MODs. We're all MODs. There's no store manager, there's just three MODs. Three ASMs. Three ASMs. There you go. There you go. So one of us would just roll in, you know, make sure everything's going well, maybe cook a couple orders, talk to the customers, you know. There's a Chick-fil-A up here.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Got some Chick-fil-A action.
I'd shit myself.
This place is cool. I like this place.
Wow.
Got some Ross action.
I fucking hate Ross.
Yeah, Ross is kind of weird. What the fuck am I listening to?
Dude, the restaurant is the best case. And then you would literally get to know everybody in the entire community.
Yeah.
And you'd get all the people coming in at 5 a.m., you know, making breakfast, getting the pancakes,
and
bacon,
how's work,
the eggs.
How's work, Mark? You know, some shit.
Work. Oh, yeah, got some shit. Farm. How's the truck? You know, truck. My truck good. It's got some chains on it for the coming winter. How's the honey?
Where'd you get your chains? I need some chains.
Yeah, hey, you think you need some chains? Yeah, I'll get some chains. Oh, thanks, bro. I'm in need some.
That'd be nice. What the fuck is going on with this street? Am I supposed to be in here? That's a cop.
Were we not paying attention?
Oh, those guys are down here. We're good. Foothill driving here. That's dope. I didn't know that they still had that.
Oh, yeah. My coworker, Turi, he said he was going to a drive-in today with his girlfriend.
Turi?
Turi.
Turi?
Yeah. Arturo. Oh. I call him Turi.
Is that what he said? He's like, I have people coming Turi? Or are you...
John calls him Turi, so I call him Turi. It's easy.
Yeah. Instead of Arturo.
Arturo. Arturo. Or Arturo. Yeah, Arturo. Sometimes I'll call him Arturo. Or I'll call him Art.
Art's cool. I think I told you my ex-coworker, his name is Arturo, and I call him Art.
Yeah, Art's cool. I'll call him Art sometimes. I just call him everything. Sometimes I call him Arturo. Arturo. Is this fucking Citrus College? Oh, no. Never mind. It's church. I would get a projector. Get some movie action.
Get
the whole neighborhood. Get the whole community to come together.
The whole neighborhood. You got the barbecue action. All your kids with the neighbor's kids.
With the opening the cold ones, watching the movies.
Yeah.
Cooking, roasting the marshmallows.
That'd be cool.
Eating some burgers.
We're cooks. Of course we barbecue. I got a grill. My neighbor gave me a grill.
You gotta learn how to cook.
Huh?
You gotta learn how to cook.
I know, dude. I gotta learn how to barbecue.
I really do plan on learning how to cook.
What does it say? The Courage City? The Canyon City?
We're on Foothill?
We're still on Foothill, yeah. This is Route 66, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Almanda. Azusa.
You can't see shit with that guy's lights,
yeah,
dude.
Nice one, fucker. San Gabriel Avenue. Still don't know where I'm at.
Where are we? How far from home are we?
Yeah, we're real far. Fucking Muslims.
Where?
We just drove by. I hate this song.
Everybody's really cheap, walking right up to you.
That's fine.
Motherfucker just jaywalked.
Oh, that guy's crying. Why is he crying?
He's crying?
Yeah, one of the guys down there, when he's on his bike, he's crying.
Why is he crying? Poor guy. Probably, girl probably broke up with him.
Well, he looked homeless as fuck.
That'll do it too. Did we sell beer? We wouldn't sell beer.
At the restaurant?
Nobody getting drunk. You got kids.
Well, okay, you're gonna drink at home though.
Okay, well, this is what we could do. This is what we could do. So you got some breakfast, you got some lunch, you got some dinner, and then maybe you have like an hour or two, you have a bar.
Happy hour.
Happy hour. You got a bar.
So all the young kids come in and be like, hey, we're coming.
Yeah, what's up, dude? We're at the bar. Hey, what's up, dude?
I can't do that voice for too long. Jesus.
That'd be awesome. Just for like an hour or two. You got all the people rolling in, and then you start playing like classic rock, you know, yeah. Some jams. Fucking just people getting plastered, dude.
We gotta watch out though, because you know, we don't want any girls getting taken advantage of. We gotta watch it.
Well, you get in the security. Maybe that's like 2 days a week or 1 day a week. Like Friday night. Friday night from what, like?
So, if we're like open, but if it's only gonna be 1 day, I think we should be open for more than just an hour or two.
Yeah. So we'll do like, we'll close early on Friday. Yeah, we'll close at like 7.
Okay.
8, and then we'll be open till like 1.
Okay. That's a good
idea.
And we'll
just happy hour.
Just happy hour. All the partiers come in. What's going on, boys? Get some cold ones. Drink responsibly. If you live down the mountain, get the fuck out.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
You ain't driving down the mountain drunk.
Everybody's just, and we're right in the center, so everybody just walks.
Yeah.
Everybody just walks to the bar.
And then location, that's good.
Yeah, location. Right in the center. And then you get like two or three bouncers. You know, like security. Just say, alright dude, you're getting a little bit too rowdy, get the fuck out.
Hey, you're touching this girl, she's clearly not interested. You gotta leave.
Nah, I ain't leaving.
Alright. Brutus, get him out.
Yeah, get the fuck out, dude.
But we'd be bouncers too, like a little bit.
Yeah.
I think unless we get like once we get older, it's like we can't. And well, Brutus, get over here.
I'd keep a shotgun under the desk or something.
A little sawed-off shotgun?
Yeah, a little sawed-off shotgun.
Now, pop!
It smells horrible over here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Irwindale.
What the fuck is Irwindale?
That's where we're at.
We're in the city of Irwindale?
Whoa. Okay, shit just shifted.
What?
Where the fuck are we?
Dude, where are we? What is happening?
God, it's dark ass, dude. Holy shit.
I'm getting a little nervous, honestly. Yeah. I'm getting a little nervous, honestly.
You know what this looks like? This looks like that area in GTA where all the planes are at.
You're so right.
That's where we're at, I think. If I'm being dead ass right now. Fuck, dude, I'm a little nervous.
I'm nervous.
Fucking people with their brights, dude. Are you kidding me? Alright, now we're in civilization back. City of Dirt. What the fuck?
Of Dirt. Is this Foothill, my nigga? Huntington?
Huntington. City of Dirt. What?
Fuck that hat action, dude. Where are we?
I 100% never been here in my entire life.
Oh, City of Dirt? Who the fuck is Dirt?
Who lives here? Who lives around here? Thank you.
210 freeway?
210's that way.
Mount Olive. What the fuck is up with the signs, bro? They're different.
It's a little loud.
Dude, we get some bar action on Friday night. What did you do, Friday, Saturday? Or just Friday?
Saturday. Maybe not as late on Saturday.
Okay, so like 8 to 12? 11? 8 to 12?
8 to 12.
8 to 12?
I said 8 to 12.
8 to 12? And then I think on those days...
Wow, those are some short people.
Why are they so short? I think on those days, all three of us are going to be there. We're going to be having fun.
Huh? Yeah, oh yeah.
When we're close, we're gonna be having fun. We're gonna be having a great night.
Would we work 7 days a week? We couldn't. No way.
Huh?
Would we work 7 days
a week? No,
think we'd be at the store every day. Just to check up. Just, hey, I'm not working, buddy. What's going on? We'll check in with the supervisor. Because we're going to have supervisors, you know, like the cooks be like, all right, what's going on? You know, here's my number. Call me if like shit hits the fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Or call him. Or call him. Or call him.
Yeah.
Just call anybody.
Well, because, you know, it's ASM. So you just come in. Whenever you want, make sure you work like a shift, and then okay, I'm going home.
Or not even, just like look in. All right, you know this is dirty. This is dirty. Hey man, you know y'all aren't really doing your job right. You're fired.
Yeah, that's it. Just come in when you know there's three of us. We own it. And then on Friday and Saturday, the three of us just party. We party too. Fuck it.
Yeah. Can't party too hard though, because we're in charge, literally. Yeah, so
you can't get plastered.
We just have a beer here and there.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe like every other hour we'll have a beer.
By that time, you know, we could probably have quite a few fucking beers before we get drunk.
Yeah. Hops Road. Where the actual fuck are we? I've been driving in a straight line for like 2 hours.
Dude, it's gonna take so long to get home.
I'm really just like driving, and I'm just gonna drive this road, see where it takes me, like literally as far as we can. Just be like, all right, you know, it's time to go home. Time is it?
Almost 9.
Okay.
We're good, dude.
I thought it was like 10.
I don't give a fuck. I'm awake.
Yeah.
Might have to take a piss here pretty soon, though.
Yeah, me too. Might have to get something to eat soon too. Get some Hodge Twins action right here.
In fucking dirt?
Yeah.
Buena Vista. Dirt. Oh, it's a street.
Buena Vista, that sounds familiar.
I'm going to have to take some piss action.
Like soon?
We are leaving. Can Sam bring you home? I think he's going to have to.
Yeah.
Literally can't go home.
I'm in a castle.
Sorry, you're being arrested. I'm in a castle.
I'm in a castle, dog. Literally in a castle. Yeah, literally. I think we should stop at like a store or something. Or not a store, but like a... See if we can find something to eat. I mean, there's a McDonald's right here.
I want to find a Target.
Well, just look it up, because there's no way we're just going to stumble upon it.
Nah, you never know.
Well, it's going to be a while then.
Ah, fuck it. Oh, there's a Denny's.
We'll get some Denny's. God damn, it's a Sonic.
Oh, Target!
You're fucking with me.
No,
I see the sign. I forgot you're driving.
Oh, they're closed.
What do you mean they're
closed? It's 9. No, but there's people there.
But it's going to be 9 in like 10 minutes. They close at 9, don't they? Or they close at 11?
No, look at all these fucking people, dude. They're closed.
They're closed?
But no, they can't be. Look at all these people.
What? I'm so confused. What did you just mean?
They can't be closed. There's so many fucking people, dude. There's like a billion people in here. They're open. They have to be. 100% open. 100%. 110%. I don't know where we are. Are we in dirt?
Yeah, we're still in dirt.
Are you sure we're in dirt?
I'm pretty sure.
We should just go in here and ask someone where the fuck we are.
I'm down. Oh, look at this guy coming into his shift. Yeah, there's no way they're close. Oh, wait, no, that guy doesn't work there. He just happens to be wearing a red shirt.
Dude, what if they have the Millennium Falcon?
I'm dead ass.
We can't build it tonight. We'll build it tomorrow because I'm off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm turning in the wrong area.
I've become the person who has no idea where he's at. Whoops. Alright, just give me a spot, please.
Fuck, dude.
Just give me a spot.
Alright, we're gonna pause the podcast real quick. Back.
We back. Got some Monrovia action.
No no idea. Never been here in my entire
still
life.
Still have no idea where we're at.
We were in dirt.
That smells good, whatever that was. Oh, yeah, we're getting closer to LA. Look at that.
Oh, dude, this is going to be sick. Big-ass buildings.
Should get something to eat soon because I don't know what time any place closes.
Fast food like 11. Heard Arcadia before.
Yeah,
heard that
now. Yeah,
ooh, I like it down here.
This is nice.
Wow, this is fun. Nice.
Why has it always been like pedestrians Xing, right? You know, it's like the X and then the ING. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like pedestrians crossing. Why not just put pedestrian cross? Or PED cross?
Yeah.
What's all this Xing?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I grab you up on some good shit. You look back like good shit. Got so deep in that bitch, it felt spiritual. Flooded in that pussy, it's a miracle. Yeah. How the hell you sucked the soul out my dick? Then made me a piece and started rolling up the zip. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. That's why I fuck with you. I had told all my niggas they won't fuck you too. Got mad, told my niggas they can't fuck with you. Cause last time we fucked, I fell in love with you. I know my face the perfect. There it is again, fucking cross, fucking bullshit. I hate that. Fucking stupid. That's a very strange Denny's.
I like that.
That's
Denny's.
That's awesome.
Oh my god,
holy
that is a
shit.
That is cool as fuck.
That's the coolest Denny's I've ever seen. Where the fuck are we? What street is this? Huntington and Santa Anita?
I can't see the fucking symbol on this.
That's the best Denny's IHOP I've ever seen.
I hate IHOP.
You don't like IHOP?
I'd rather have Denny's. I've heard bad things about Denny's. Or I have IHOP.
I don't like IHOP. It's good.
That's a bad part.
Yeah, I'm not going in there.
Wow, fuck that.
That's the coolest Denny's I've ever seen.
It's actually kind of nice though. It's like lit up.
I still want, that's lit up. God damn. Now, if your car broke down to out here,
yeah.
times I'm gonna fuck you while they sit. I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you while they shit, I would. It's so good. This is so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you while they shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Fucking crazy.
If I could quit my job and fuck you while they shit, I would.
It's weird that people live up here, right? Yeah. So far away. Yeah. I go, where do you live? I live in Arcadia. Where the fuck? Yeah. It's a mall. Right. Actually, a mall. I guess if you want to go home, you just take this road all the way back. I mean, it's on the freeway.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you had to get home. I live in Dirt.
I live in Dirt.
Where the fuck? I've never heard of that place.
Where?
Literally never heard of
it. I've heard of Arcadia.
What the fuck? Mickey La 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 La. What the fuck?
I've heard of Arcadia.
Dirt?
No shot. What the fuck is a Dirt?
In Minerva or whatever? Monrova? What the fuck?
Monrovia?
I live in Monrova. What? That's scary. What the fuck is that?
Fucking horrible part. That's what that is.
End homelessness. Yeah, no shot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Literally can't happen. Lamps.
That is a McDonald's.
Where?
That shit. Whoa, that is badass. Look at that place.
Whoa, what the fuck is that? I want our restaurant to look like that.
100%.
And then we got a bar. Where do you want the bar?
What if we had like a dance floor kind of, but it was outside? So it's outside, we have the lights like that, and in winter, we come inside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the bar would be like, it would be like a window, a big ass window that we would open up, and it would overlook the outside, and then it would be like, the bar was like inside but outside at the same time. And then we had stools right here.
And you can have a band playing. Like how they were doing that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking huge road. Dude, is this four lanes?
Yeah, this is like five.
What the fuck? Who lives in Arcadia? Who lives
in Arcadia? I don't think we're in Arcadia anymore. If I'm being honest.
Oh yeah, where are we?
I hit, once we drive for like 5 miles, it's like, okay, where the fuck are we now?
You're still good on gas, too.
I got half a tank, yeah, we're good.
You were half a tank when we were in the mountains.
I was like, at like a little less than 3/4.
Oh, okay. Sunny Slope.
Too fast.
Oh, Sunny Slope Cemetery.
Hold on, shit. Okay, we're good.
Remember Sunny Slope Cemetery?
It's right there?
That's right. Sunny Slope.
Should we go back?
Sunny Slope? Nah, dude. I don't give a fuck about that. You really want to go to the cemetery right now? Haunted as shit. Whoa. What is that?
Darkest.
Wow, that's a school.
I hate that. I hate schools that look like
that.
Why
did it get dark?
Yeah, it got real dark. What the fuck are those guys doing?
Whoa, what the fuck? Those are people.
Yeah. Must be safe if they're walking down, like, right now.
I mean, there's six of them.
That's true.
I'm not gonna do much when there's six dudes.
Not what it is.
What school is this?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
San Marino? We're in San Marino.
I kind of have a feeling that we passed LA
So you might want to double check where the fuck we're at. Nah, not even close.
Nah?
Oh, we're close, so. Oh, we're in Pasadena. Or close to it.
San Marino. Oh, dude, if you take this road, we're gonna go straight into fucking LA.
Okay, cool.
Literally straight into the heart.
Just in the back, looking right, just in a tight dress. I think I might just hit it with a little bit of bang. Oh, what, fuck?
Huh?
Fun with Jamaican rum. Blood in rotation. The
rapper said it with a hard R, right? Because he just said it with a hard R.
I think it's been just, I think nigga came from like rappers having like a speech impediment saying like, instead of saying like nigger, they said nigga. Just as faster.
Nigga.
And then that just became like a, oh, you know.
Yeah. Can we just go get along so I can put pinkies on my chest like little Sean? Get a pussy drunk from a dog, carry on. And it's on, and I'm gone. That's that street, dude.
These streets are whack.
That street was terrifying. It was pitch black.
No fear. Standing right here. Eyes peeled up. Mind clear. Never look clear. Hold me up. Never die. Off the ground till I found. Hear the sound. Listen to me now. As the beat bounds. Every ass of my ever pouring now. So you never have
a doubt. Badass as fuck. What?
That guy's getting laid.
Huh?
That guy's getting laid.
Why is he getting laid?
Because he's driving deep. There's like two girls in the back. Man, I'm forgetting when I used to have some friends. I used to play pretend. We all grew up in there. Taking my phone in trance. I'm about to blow my head. Nobody knows I'm dead. Here I'm a ghost instead. Think that I'm close. I get straight on my toes and bent. Try to go slow with breath. Without my nose and head. Heart doesn't go. The trend faster it goes instead. One shot. That's all you got. Take it right now. Before you get lost, yeah. One shot. That's all you got. Write your own story. You control the plot, yeah. One shot. That's all you got.
Could drop dead now. Charging? Yeah, fucking blood clot, yeah. One shot. Give it all you got. And never back down. No, I'm never gonna stop, yeah. One shot. That's all you got. Take it right now. Before you get lost, yeah. One shot. That's all you got. Write your own story. You control the plot, yeah. One shot. That's all you got. Could drop dead now. Of a fucking blood clot, yeah. These one shot. Don't notice all you got. There's like different drivers for each city. The drivers here are pretty good. They like, they stay with the speed limit. It's probably because it's so open too though.
Four lanes.
Both ways too. Granada! Granada!
Oh, Mansur.
Oh, that sounds like a Pokemon.
Almancer.
Almancer, I choose you. Oh my god.
Almancer, I choose you.
My voice shattered.
Good thing we got this water.
I drank all of it.
Huh? You drank all of it?
I drank all of
it's
it.
It's all gone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's why I peed, bro.
That's fair.
South Pasadena.
Oh shit, does that mean that we're gonna go through South LA, dude? Isn't that the bad part?
No, it's East LA.
East LA, okay.
Right?
I think so, yeah. I know East LA is pretty bad.
Hey, man, if you get nervous, just fucking plow, dude. Just go. Are they still rioting in LA?
Oh.
Good question. Guess we're gonna find out. Fuck, I don't want them to dent my car. Fuckers. They probably won't be rioting.
I doubt it.
What a podcast if we got caught up in a riot. It wouldn't be much because I'd just be flooring it the whole way through. You have to. The cops won't do anything. South Pasadena.
This is nice. I like this area.
Bro, I ordered me some shampoo and some conditioner. I already told you that. I'm tired.
I thought you already had it.
Huh?
You already have it?
No, I already have it. So I ordered it. You know what? It's been a very long day. I've been up a long time.
Gotcha.
Hey, KFC. That's an interesting KFC.
Looks like they're just going straight into there.
Where the fuck are we, dude? fuck out of my city, dude. Not exactly the mood. It's a good song. Not exactly.
I thought they were looting.
Nah. They were running out with like this shit. A neon sign at our store, or at a restaurant, saying like, "Oh, this is the name of a restaurant," or would we? I'd say we have it inside, saying like "bar" right here. Because I feel like if we wanted that vibe of the other restaurant, neon sign doesn't really fit with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'd have like an old fashioned like. Oh, what would our name be?
It's the face of the West.
I don't know.
Sam and Taylor Homestyle, or
well,
Sam
Abraham.
And Abraham.
Asthmatic Homestyle.
Yeah, Asthmatic Homestyle. We'd have to have quite a few windows, too, for breakfast.
Why?
So then, because when you eat breakfast, you want to be able to look out.
True.
See the trees.
Oh, we need the view. What kind of view do you want? I mean, overlooking the fucking mountain, over, like, the mountain would be dope. I think what, okay, this is what I want. When you first walk in, right, you got the fucking, are you okay? Oh yeah, that's fine. I would want.
All my bitches call me fucker. We can't fuck.
Where am I?
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out where I am. I think what would be cool. Alright, so you first walk in, right? You got like a big open dining area. You got the kitchen like kinda like somewhere around here. And then past that, you got a big ass balcony overlooking a big view, right? Big view, kind of like maybe like a little overhead, got some lights hanging and shit. Big ass balcony. Then over here is where the bar is. So we have like a big like line right here that we have the inside bar and the outside bar. There's a door that leads out into the outside bar with a stage, a dance floor, and some lights and shit, but it's outside. But and there's lights and shit.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what to do over here. Just more dining areas.
Just more dining
areas. Maybe some VIP rooms. For like, if you want to make a reservation, I want my private area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds good.
Seating's real nice.
Now, when there's not, when you're not using the dance floor for the bar, could you have seating out there so that people can eat breakfast with the sunrise? Oh, on the balcony, it'd be cold as fuck.
That was badass.
That was awesome. What the fuck is going on tonight?
Well, yeah, why are we stopping? What the fuck? There goes another one. They're shooting more. Well, if it was outside, I don't know. Because if it's outside, because I think the balcony would be overlooking the sunrise and shit.
Right. Oh, okay.
So then this one would still be outside, and maybe if you were facing this way, you would see it. But it's mainly just for like outside. But if it's like if we're not using it and we're like really busy, we'll throw some chairs and tables out there.
If you want to eat outside,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Maybe that could be an area for like receptions and shit. Like
yeah.
If people want to get married or something.
With the sunrise or
yeah.
With the sun. Yeah.
So it would have to be like really outside woodsy kind of area.
Yeah.
Maybe very like nice and shit.
Oh, it'd be beautiful. We'd make it look just, like spotless.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're not in a good part of town because that billboard was fucking vandalized.
Alright, so now
we're in a bad.
This is a bad area.
The doors are locked?
Yeah.
Honestly, we're safe. We're fine.
We don't fucking trust you. Lincoln Park?
This is a bad, bad area.
You know Lincoln Park?
Yeah, this is bad. We're in a bad area.
Lincoln Park bad?
Yeah, I think, is it Lincoln Park or is it, yeah, I just got really nervous.
Okay. Is Lincoln Park, like, gang infested?
I think so. I think it's pretty bad. Was it Lincoln Park or where was it? When my mom used to live in like, the park, like, Lincoln Park or, what was it? They had to leave because their house got shot up.
Really?
Sure, it was an accident, obviously. It wasn't like they weren't aiming for them. Yeah, we're fine. We can roll down the windows. What happened was I think just gangs were there and they just and I think a misfire hit them, ricocheted. So they're like, yeah, fuck this, we're going.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if they were in the house though. I can't
remember. That's a very bad place.
Yeah, you know it's a bad area when the bars are on the windows.
No, that's like a bad place.
What do you mean?
That's tarot cards.
What's that? Oh, it's like a.
Yeah, that's like demonic. That's like psychic shit. That's like straight demons right there. That's a bad fucking place. I fuck that place, dude. There's the city. Fuck me, dude. There's the city. God damn. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Fireworks going off. What's happening? What is tonight? Hell yeah.
This is sick.
This is it. This is the shit right here.
Should we turn or?
Yeah, we have to. Right?
I think so, yeah. Because I don't know what leads down there. I don't really want
to
know.
Fuck that, dude. We need to go to the city. Oh yeah, look at this.
Okay, alright. So I don't remember. I think it's this way. That is really bad, so I'm glad we didn't go down there. This bridge is in a lot of movies. It's the most famous bridge in LA. And
really?
Once you cross it, bad place. So we were on the bad place side.
I wonder if I heard a gunshot.
Huh? Was that a gunshot?
It sounded like one.
might have to leave soon.
I mean, we're fine over here.
It's a city.
Honestly, probably want to turn left, go more into the city, right?
Right here?
Like all the big buildings, you know what I'm saying?
I think the city's more this way.
City's more this way? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think we want to go down there. Wow, that is dope.
You already know he's a drug dealer.
Huh?
He's a drug dealer. She just ran that red light. She said, fuck it.
That's pretty.
Is that an apartment complex?
That's more like a business building. Yeah, Union Station.
Back there was East LA.
Yeah, probably.
So we were on like the shit side of LA.
They didn't really look that bad, to be honest. I looked bad. Once we started getting closer to the city, I was like, okay, yeah, this is bad. Where should we go? I'm gonna go straight like one more time or a couple more times and then. Yeah, well, I'll make a left up here.
Oh, dude. Holy shit. That was weird. He stepped on something right there. He looked back at it and it scared the fuck out of him. I don't know what's right there, but he saw something that he didn't like. Cause he was like, fuck that. What if there's like a used condom or something?
Yeah, probably.
Damn homeless people. Ruining the city. Things huge. These buildings are huge. We're on Temple. What the fuck is going on, dude?
Whoa. Crazy.
that's the fucking city right there.
Oh, I should have turned right there. I couldn't turn right there.
Stupid baby.
Can I turn right here? Fuck it, I'm gonna do it.
I think you chose wisely. Wells Fargo.
It's so pretty.
God damn, Wells Fargo. Oh, burps.
Look at this shit, dude. That's dope.
That's awesome. I saw the Pepsi symbol.
Not that way, because I think that's blocked off.
an exit than we can.
I feel like there's more shit to look at. What is that gibberish, dude? It's juice one? Oh no, this is post one.
Why ever turn green? There's so many one-way streets, dude. I don't know which one's which.
LA driving is fucking terrible.
Street art like that. See, where the fuck am I supposed to go? What is this shit? Look at it.
What is LA driving? Where the fuck is this taking us? concert. It's fucking metal. I don't want to be here. I don't know what's going on. Where are we? How do you drive? Oh, that's the city. It smells horrible.
Oh, just, fuck it, I'm going this way. Just fuck this shit. Can I even drive down here? Is that a dog or a cart's cart? There's a Target?
I'm not going in that Target.
Nah, I don't want to go in that Target. Literally, how do you drive in here? Yeah, I'm kind of ready to go.
I'm ready to go home, dude. Fuck this place, dude. LA blows ass. There's so many niggers. They're infested. They're just everywhere.
Wow, that's dope as fuck.
Nigger right there. Nigger over there.
There's Honey Corporate. Wow. Hey, I didn't know that.
That's the Target parking lot? What the fuck? No, where's the Target? Shit. Let's go across that bridge again.
If I can fucking find it.
That's the most famous bridge in LA?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the name of it?
Oh, yeah, Bad Area. Bad Area.
Okay.
Yeah, Bad Area. Put my window up. I ain't coming.
We're leaving the city right now.
Huh?
Yeah, we're leaving the city right now.
Yep.
Alright, I say route home.
Route home?
I mean, I'm kind of ready. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm doing. Turn left on
the way. Rock you.
Turn left on the way.
Oh, you missed it.
Street. Oh, sorry.
Take the next left onto Columbia Avenue, then turn left onto West 9th Street.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Didn't sound like a damn firework. I want to go home. Yeah, it's time to go. That guy looked like a fucking ghoul. I don't like LA. LA blows ass.
Yeah,
it's time to go home.
Take the next left onto Whitmore Street, then turn right onto West 8th Street.
Oh. What is this bitch having us? Oh shit! Oh, oh my god!
Woo!
Get the fuck out of here, dude! I don't want to be here anymore, dude.
Woo!
I thought we were about to die. I thought we were actually about to get hit by that shit.
Granted, I saw the
gunshot. These guys are not normal day in the hood. Normal day, fucking LA. This stupid bitch better put us on the freeway. I'm not going on that bridge again.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're in the right area.
Oh, dude, what is LA? It's disgusting. Oh!
Yeah, thanks, bitch, for putting us.
Okay, apparently you're supposed to go fast on this road.
Turn left onto the Harbor Freeway. No answer
to that.
LA is disgusting. I'm never coming back. Fuck this place, dude. It's just, it blows ass. There's just homeless people everywhere. Oh, nice big building. Fucking 80 million homeless people living on the side. Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm going to shoot you in the face for $20 in your shoes. Bro, all I wanted to do, I drove an hour and a half to look at homeless people. Yeah, pretty much.
In a quarter mile, use the left lane to follow signs for 3rd Street, 4th Street.
3rd and 4th Street? Okay, gotcha. 10-4. Fuck this place, dude. And then there's Target parking. There's no Target. Where the fuck is the Target? There's literally no Target. Nah, dude, I'm never coming back here. You know, it was real nice, and then once we got into South Pasadena, it just it went right to shit, dude.
Merge onto California 110 North, then use the second from the right lane to take the exit toward US 101 South. Use the second from the right lane to take the exit toward US 101 South, then use the middle lane to keep right at the fork. Use the middle lane to keep right at the fork.
Okay, so San Bernardino. So good. I'm glad I actually got on the right freeway without even trying the first time.
Yeah.
Keep left.
I can't breathe, dude. About to pass out.
Got some water, actually. Woo!
Left at the fork to continue on San Bernardino Freeway. Follow signs for San Bernardino, I-10 East. Keep left at the fork to continue on San Bernardino Freeway. Continue for 25 miles.
Freeway.
Where am I? The gunshot? Alright, let's go.
go. It's not time to go. We tried it. We tried it. obviously. Baldwin Park. Baldwin Park. That's a bad area. All the way down here?
Yeah, you want to die? Go to Baldwin Park.
Thank you.
probably the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, 100%. 110%.
Oh, I'm tired now.
Same bitch. Yeah, yeah. nice phone, man. I see the same bitch. Yeah. Hopping in LA too loud. Me and my bros at the same house. LA, Hollywood, and somebody house. Do I know how the fuck they all know? Yeah, fuck it, go down, baby. You rich. I'm with the program, baby. Word on the streets, you with the whole town, baby. I'm trying to do it for the baby like Motown, baby. For the black.
In 2 miles, take exit 42B for California 71 South toward Corona.
The whole fucking time, the whole hour that we've been driving, just straight up. That's all it is.
You say you know me well, but these days I don't even know myself. I always thought I'd be with someone else. I thought I would own the way I felt. Yeah, I call you, but you never give an answer. I tell myself I'm done with wicked games, but then I get so numb with all the laughter that I forget about the pain. Oh, you stress me out, you kill me, you drag me down, you fuck me.
In half a mile, take exit 42B for California 71 South toward Corona. Take exit 42B.
Like more of one gets you out my mind. Don't you think I haven't even tried? You got me cornered and my hands are tied. I get so addicted to the drama. I tell myself I'm done with breaking things, but then I get so numb with all the laughter that I forget about the pain. Oh, it's just me now. Kill me.
Use the right two lanes to take exit 12 for California 60 East toward Riverside.
in the crack and I'm feeling the chill and I give a fuck about my life. Put me in the pit, lay in the side of the bathtub. Let me swing my fucking what you want. But I ain't got 50 bucks until I shut.
In half a mile, use the right two lanes to take exit 12 for California 60 East toward Riverside. Use the right two lanes to take exit 12.
Too?
They're living the life, man.
Let me shoot guns? We could have a shooting range.
Aw, dude, that'd be so sick. I love that.
Just start our own town.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude.
Fuck it, we're the mayors now.
Yeah.
And then it becomes abandoned and haunted and shit.
We die and we haunt the shit out of it?
Yeah.
It's good. Fuck out of people. Do we howl at them? Ah, got you, nigga.
I got you.
Watch this. Boop. Boop. I can't believe we just came from LA and we didn't say a fucking word
the entire time.
It was so hot, we had to roll the windows down. That's
I'm tired as fuck now.
Huh?
Tired as fuck
now. I'm so tired. I'm so glad I'm calling out tomorrow. I gotta get up at 6:30 though. Say, bitch, I'm not coming in today. We need to make up a name for our restaurant.
Bald?
Bald.
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 Bald? Bald. We have to spell it something different.
What if we're actually fucking bald?
Well, my grandpa, both my grandpas died, or, well, one of them's still alive, but my grandpa died with a full head of hair, pretty much. My other grandpa is, like, barely starting to thin. My Theo has a full head of hair. The only person that's missing hair is my dad.
Oh, we're fine.
So I would say I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. I got the thick hair.
Thick hair. I think your brother's hair is pretty thin, huh?
Yeah, if anybody were to bald, it'd be my brother.
Yeah.
You got, because my uncles on my dad's, on my mom's side are all going bald.
Fuck me. They're
all losing hair.
Fucking hubcap. I'm like, fuck up my car.
Bro, nigga.
Nah, we're gonna wrap it.
What? I'm way too tired. Yeah. Right? I feel like I'm about to pass out. I'm seeing double.
I do want McDonald's.
You want McDonald's?
You want McDonald's?
No, I'm seeing double.
Because you're hungry.
Because I'm fucking tired. My head hurts.
You're hungry.
Because I'm literally like
lethargic.
I'm not hungry at all. I'm really tired.
Hungry as fuck.
I can't get no hot transaction. I go bad. I've been up for almost 20 hours, dude. Bitch, I don't fuck with you. Oh, shit down there.
Go say hi to Ethan.
I need to go. It's great, nigga. I don't give a fuck. What a podcast.
The worst one, but...
The last hour?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, because LA blew ass, dude. It was horrible. The worst fucking city ever. It just felt bad. I got there, I'm like, this place sucks. Hey, but I got a bad feeling just driving through LA. That's just a bad city.
Yeah.
That's a city full of sin.
So I'm like,
I didn't have a good feeling driving through any part of that fucking city. It's a bad city. Bad shit goes down. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text your ass back like I don't fuck with you. Little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I'm so tired.
Dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
I think I've been driving for what, like 6 hours? 7 hours? No.
No?
When did we leave? Like 6? 6:37?
Oh, okay.
I've been driving for 7 hours.
It feels like it, man. I've been driving forever.
Where you go home?
Alright, fuck you guys.
Huh?
I just said, alright, fuck you guys, because they weren't moving, but it's not green anyways.
What an adventure. That was fun as hell.
That was a lot of fun. What we need to do is we need to pick a city and just stop and explore it. Just explore it. Just drive around in a city.
What's next?
Huh?
What's next?
What do you mean?
What's the next city?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I'm not going back to L.A. Fuck L.A., dude. They're just homeless people.
Well, we can go either way. We can go over the mountains, or we can go that way towards the beach. That way towards the beach. Or we can just shoot that way, which is basically Redlands.
Riverside.
Riverside and shit, yeah. I don't really want to do that, because I heard the roads over there are ass.
Yeah.
Maybe soon. I got confused with LA roads. I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm on a freeway, dude. Alright, this is the end of the podcast.
Bye.
Goodbye.